So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara taught. The pasuk says, "Uvas koin kisia leishzar, he betrumas hakadoshim leisaychel." The words leishzar mean kiven de nivolo lapasla lapasla. If she performed bia with one who is unfit, she becomes disqualified. The Gemara asks, "Ve'ema nivolo lapasla, af machzig rishasai, even machzig rishasai would disqualify her from truma." The Gemara answers, "Leishzar amrachmana." The words le'ishzar teach that mishazar etzla meikara, only a man who was originally unfit for her disqualifies her. Hai de'lizar etzla meikara hu, a former husband was not originally unfit for her. The Gemara asks, ihachi chal de'lav zar etzla meikara lo'ilifsal. If so, why does a chalal who is not prohibited to marry Bas Kohen disqualify her? The Gemara answers, amakra. Amana ugrusha b'chalala b'zayne es elu lo yikach, v'goymer, b'lechal zar b'amav. The pasuk states that a kohen gadol who marries a widow disqualifies his children from kohuna. Makish zar eloi. Mahu paisel av zar nama paisel. Since the father disqualifies the woman he marries, the son, the chalal, also disqualifies the woman he marries. The Gemara asks, v'eimim shasavaya. Perhaps a woman is already disqualified through a prohibited kiddushin. The Gemara answers, "Ma kohen gadol ba'amona bebia luchuda." Just as the kohen gadol disqualifies a widow only through bia, afhai nami bebia luchuda. So too, all other instances are disqualified only through bia. The Gemara returns to the Brayos on Daf Samaches, in which the Tana Kama taught that all pesudim lavi b'kol disqualify a kehenes leviya v'israelis from truma and kahuna. The Brayos also mentions two other opinions in this halacha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shezare pasel paisel, someone whose children are disqualified disqualifies his wife. V'chol she'ein zare pasel ein paisel, one whose children are not disqualified does not disqualify his wife. Ikeh b'nayu mitzri sheni v'adoy misheni. The distinction is in the case of a second generation mitzri or adoymi who married a bas Yisrael. The pasuk states, "Banam asher yivoldu lahem dor shlishi yavir lahem b'kal Hashem." The third generation is eligible to join the kal. Tanakam savar, ma kohen gadol ba'amona should be aser ba'aveiru u'paisel, af hainam u'paisel. Just as a kohen gadol disqualifies his wife because of a prohibited bia, a second generation mitzri or adomi also disqualifies his wife because of a prohibited bia. Rabbi Yossi savar ki kohen gadol, ma kohen gadol shezari pasel u'paisel, af kol shezari pasel u'paisel. A kohen gadol whose children are disqualified disqualifies his wife as well. Lafuki mitzri sheni de'ein zar pasel. However, mitzri sheni, whose children are not disqualified, does not disqualify his wife either. The Brayos also cited Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol she'ein ata noisa es bitoy, I ata noisa amanusai. Only one whose daughter is ineligible to kahal can disqualify his wife. However, kol she'ata noisa bitoy, ata noisa amanusai. One whose daughter is eligible to kahal does not disqualify his wife. Ger amenu umay avi ikibinayu. The distinction is in the case of Ger Amayinu Avi, who married a Bas Yisrael. The pasuk states, "Lo yave Amayinu Avi b'kal Hashem." However, Amayinu v'lei Amaynis, Me'avi v'lei Me'avis. The sons are not eligible, but the daughters are eligible. Rabbi Yossi savar, "Ma kohen gadol ba'amona shezari pasel u'paisel, af kol shezari pasel u'paisel." Just as the kohen gadol disqualifies his children and his wife, the Ger Amayinu Avi also disqualifies his children and his wife. Shmuel Savar, Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'amona Shekol Zari Pasel U'Paisel. Af Shekol Zari Pasel U'Paisel. Shmuel says that a Kohen Gadol, since all his children are disqualified, therefore his wife is also disqualified. Afuki Amoyne Me'avi De'ein Kol Zari Pasel. However, a Ger Amoyne Me'avi, since he does not disqualify all his children, his daughters are not disqualified, therefore his wife is also not disqualified. Zakta Mishnah, Ha'inis Vamafata. A man who either coerced or seduced a woman, v'hashoyte, or an insane man who married a woman, loy paislin v'loy machil. In the case of Bas Kohen Yisrael, he does not disqualify her from eating truma. In the case of Bas Yisrael Kohen, he does not entitle her to eat truma. V'im einan ruin lovi b'Yisrael, hare'elu paislin. However, if the man was ineligible to kahal or kahuna, they are disqualified from eating truma of their father. The Mishnah explains, Ketzad hare Yisrael shabal bas koyin teichel b'truma. If a Yisrael performs bia with a bas koyin, shaloi l'shem ishus, she's still allowed to eat truma because of her father. Ibra, loy teichel b'truma. If she's muberes, she's disqualified because of the uber, as we learned in the previous daf, uber poisel v'lo machel. Nechtachu uber b'me'aha, teichel. If the uber dies, she's again allowed to eat truma because of her father. The Gemara asks, kiven de ibra loy teichel lecha sheme ibra. Since if she's muberes, she may not eat, then even if she's not known to be muberes, she may not eat because of the possibility that she might be muberes. As the Mishnah says that after cohabiting with a man, a woman must wait 3 months before marrying another man because she might be muberes. After citing several brises, the Gemara concludes, L'yuchsin chashashu. Regarding yuchsin, to know the paternity of the child, we're concerned that she might be muberes, even if the first bia was biznus. L'truma b'nisuin chashashu biznus loy chashashu. Regarding truma, we're not concerned in the case of biznus, but we are concerned b'nisuin after a marriage. However, even b'nisuin, we only prohibit her from eating truma after our bar mitzvah, after 40 days when the fetus is considered an uber. The Mishnah continues, Hare kohen sheba bas Yisrael lo toichel b'truma. If a kohen performs bia with a bas Yisrael sheloi l'shem ishus, she is not entitled to eat truma, as Rashi explains, because she's not kinyan kasboi. Ibra lo toichel. If she's muberes, she's not allowed to eat truma because of the uber, because uber poisel v'lo machel. Yolda toichel. If a child is born, she's entitled to eat because of her child, a kohen. Nimtza koichel shel ben godol mishel av. It turns out that the child is more powerful than his father, who was unable to allow her to eat. The Gemara points out that it seems that we assume this child to be the child of this kohen, and we don't say that since she was inappropriate with him, she probably was inappropriate with others, and this child is not a kohen. This will help explain the following machlokes, which is an extensive sugya Maseches Kedushin Perek Asara Yuchsin. We'll just review it briefly here. Itmar habaal arusasa bebeis chamav. If an arus performed bia with his arusa, Rav Amar havlad mamzer. Rav says that the child is considered mamzer because if she cohabited with him, she presumably cohabited with others as well, and this is the child of one of those others. Shmuel Amar havlad shtuki. Shmuel says the child is only a suffic mamzer. Rav explains, Mistabra milsa derav de daima mi alma. Rav refers to a case where there were rumors of others. However, loy daima mi alma, basra di desha din lay. If there were no rumors of others, we assume the child to be from the aris. This is proven from the Mishnah, the Ketana Yol de Teichel. The Mishnah assumes the child to be from the Kayin, presumably because there were no rumors of others. Amle Abaya, lo'ilam kol hecha de daima minei, avagav de loy daima mi alma, amar Rav havlad mamza. Even where there are no rumors of others, Rav rules the child a mamzer. Damrinon, mid'afkra nafshal gabi aris, afkra nafshal alma. Because we do say that since she was inappropriate with him, she presumably was inappropriate with others as well. However, the Mishnah, which assumes the child to be from the Kayin, is speaking of a case where shehayu shneim chavushin beveis hasurin, they were in confinement, where there was no possibility of others. The Gemara brings another way to understand the machlekes of Rav Shmuel. If the aris admits to the bia, even Rav agrees that the child is assumed to be from the aris. The machlekes of Rav Shmuel is in the case of arusa she'ibra. The arusa is found to be muberes, but the aris did not admit to a bia. Rav amar havlad mamzer. Rav nevertheless rules the child is considered mamzer because it's most likely from others. Shmuel amar havlad shtuki. Shmuel says the child is only a suffic mamzer. Rav explains. Mistaber milsa de Rav, deloy daima minei b'daima ma'alma. Rav refers to a case where there were no rumors of him, but there were rumors of others. Av daima minei, avagav de daima ma'alma, basre di desha din lay. However, if the rumors of the aris, even if there were also rumors of others, the child is assumed to be from the aris. As in the Mishnah, the Ketana Yol de Teichel, which assumes the child to be from the Kohen, and there probably were rumors about both of them. Amle Abaya kol hecha de daima me alma, avagav de daima minei, amar Rav havlad mamzer. Where the rumors of others, even if there were also rumors of the aris, the child is considered a mamzer. Umasnitin b'dloy daima klal. However, the Mishnah, which assumes the child to be from the kohen, is speaking of a case where there were no rumors at all. The remainder of the Mishnah is explained in the next daf.